Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia from tomorrow. Government forms high-level multidisciplinary committee to probe Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad as death toll rises to 254. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra to begin on 20th of this month. First batch of pilgrims to reach Gangtok tomorrow. Iran strikes back at Israel with missiles over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, pulls out of nuclear talks with the United States. And in shooting, Suruchi Singh clinches India's first gold medal in women's 10-meter air pistol final of ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on the 16th of June to participate in the G7 summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on the 18th of June.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Croatia is being seen as a potential partner in India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor, and the visit represents a major milestone in India-Croatia relations. Rajadurai for Akashwani News from Cyprus.
The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. Meanwhile, the investigation into the plane crash is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 people on board, died in the incident. Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar. The minister reviewed the DNA testing process. Talking to media, the minister said 36 forensic experts in Gujarat are working round the clock to speed up the DNA matching. He said the center has also sent a team of forensic experts to aid the team.
कार से बहुत बड़ी संख्या में फॉरेंसिक एक्सपर्ट्स की मदद यहाँ पे भेजी गई है। उसी के साथ गुजरात सरकार के भी 36 जितने फॉरेंसिक एक्सपर्ट लगातार दिन रात इस पे काम कर रहे हैं।
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted searches at multiple locations in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in connection with a terror conspiracy case related to the banned outfit Hizbut Tahrir. In a statement, the NIA said that three locations in Bhopal and two in Jhalawar were extensively searched as part of the agency's ongoing investigation into the activities of Hizbut Tahrir and its members. During their searches, the NIA team seized several digital devices. The investigation in the case is currently underway. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today said that yoga represents India's aspiration for global well-being. Speaking at the Global Yoga Summit, Yoga Connect in New Delhi, he said that humanity is presently facing various challenges across the world and added that yoga is a gift and legacy from India to the world for a global peace.
योग डायबिटीज के प्रबंधन हृदय स्वास्थ्य में सुधार और यहाँ तक कि कैंसर रोगियों और बुजुर्गों को उनकी बीमारी से बेहतर तरीके से निपटने में मददगार है। योग सिर्फ आध्यात्मिक और ध्यान का ही अभ्यास नहीं है बल्कि यह स्वास्थ्य क्षेत्र में रोजगार के अपार अवसर भी प्रदान करता है।
This summit aims to serve as a global platform for dialogue, collaboration, and the exchange of ideas around the evolving landscape of yoga and wellness. The results of medical entrance exam NEET undergraduate UG 2025 have been declared by the National Testing Agency today. The scorecards are available on the official website of the exam, ntaneet.nic.in. Candidates can download their scorecard and check the merit list through the official website. Mahesh Kumar of Rajasthan has ranked first, while Utkarsh Avadhya from Madhya Pradesh and Krishank Joshi from Maharashtra have been ranked second and third respectively. The first batch of pilgrims for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will reach Gangtok tomorrow. Sikkim government has made all arrangements to welcome them. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is going to begin on the 20th of this month after a gap of 5 years. Talking to Akashwani correspondent, Additional Chief Secretary of Tourism and Civil Aviation Department, C.S. Rao, said the first batch of group consisting of 35 Yatris along with government officials will reach tomorrow. On the 20th of this month, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang will flag off the yatra at Nathula. Mr. Rao said that the pilgrimage will get all medical and other requirements.
We were planning for 48 and plus 2 liaison officers. Few of our yatris, they disqualified in medical test. That's why only 35 tomorrow they are reaching here. All these places we have our accommodation facilities and medical facilities, everything properly arranged, not be any problem. We have arranged some interaction with the army and the paramilitary forces, state administration, some yoga and some cultural programs also we have organized. Everything will be taken care of by our state tourism development corporation, that is under tourism department.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Iran and Israel have exchanged heavy missile strikes in a dramatic escalation of their long-standing hostilities. The conflict intensified early Friday when Israel launched what officials called its largest air offensive to date, striking Iranian nuclear and military sites in a move deemed unprecedented. In retaliation, Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Tel Aviv, responding to what it described as a surprise aerial assault. More details from our West Asia correspondent.
Air raid sirens wailed across major Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, as successive waves of Iranian ballistic missiles streaked across the night sky. The Iranian retaliatory strikes killed 3 people and injured dozens in Israel, while Iran's ambassador to the United Nations reported 78 people killed in Israeli strikes on Iran, with more than 320 wounded. Among the Iranian targets hit was Tehran's Mehrabad airport, where 2 missiles reportedly struck the vicinity of the facility, causing fires and heavy smoke. Israel's military said Friday operation was targeted at Iran's nuclear program and military infrastructure, with officials believing Iran was in a weakened position following previous strikes that degraded its air defenses. The Israeli strikes reportedly killed 3 of Iran's most powerful military figures and targeted the heart of Iran's nuclear, missile and military complex. The escalation has raised concern about potential wider regional conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump indicated that it was not too late for Tehran to halt its bombing campaign by reaching a deal on its nuclear program. American officials have withdrawn some personnel from the region amid fears that Iran could target U.S. military bases and diplomatic missions throughout the West Asia. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Iran has pulled out of the negotiations between Washington and Tehran on nuclear issue. Iran said the dialogue with the U.S. over Tehran's nuclear program is meaningless after Israel's biggest ever military strike. As per the media reports, Iran Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said that negotiations and allowing Israel to target Iran's territory cannot go at the same time. Iran earlier accused the U.S. of being complicit in Israel's attacks, but Washington denied the allegation. The sixth round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks was set to be held in Muscat, Oman, tomorrow. The External Affairs Ministry has said Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran who need help may contact on the emergency numbers of the Embassy of India in Iran. The contact numbers are +989128109115 and +989128109109. Meanwhile, Embassy of India in Israel today released an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by the Israeli authorities and Home Front Command in view of the prevailing situation in the region. In case of any emergency, people can contact the 24/7 helpline of the embassy. The helpline numbers are +972 547 520 711 and +972 543 278 392, and the email is cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. In USA, about 200 U.S. Marines have been deployed in Los Angeles to protect a federal building there. The military said that the move came after a week of protests over the current administration's immigration raids in the city. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump has made decisions to dispatch over 4,000 National Guard members and about 700 active duty Marines to the Los Angeles area, despite the objection of California Governor Gavin Newsom and other local officials. Back home, heat wave conditions are set to improve in the coming days over northwest India. Talking to Akashwani News, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, scientist Naresh Kumar said the region will witness thunderstorm and rainfall activity, including over parts of Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR in late evening. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange alert for Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana due to severe heat wave today.
दिल्ली एनसीआर के लिए आज हम हॉट एंड ह्यूमिड दे रहे हैं. हीट वेव तो नहीं रहेगा, लेकिन जो टेम्परेचर्स हैं वो सामान्य से ज्यादा रहेंगे और उसके साथ जो ह्यूमिडिटी है वो भी ज्यादा रहेगी, जिसके कारण डिस्कम्फर्ट लेवल रहेगा. उसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए हमने हॉट एंड ह्यूमिड दिया है और येलो अलर्ट के साथ. कल से हालात सुधर जाएंगे. रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी, थंडरस्टॉर्म एक्टिविटी का आज इवनिंग से लेके आने वाले दो तीन दिन कहीं ना कहीं एनसीआर दिल्ली में होने का अनुमान है.
The IMD has also issued a red alert over coastal Karnataka, South Interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa for the next 2 days due to extremely heavy rainfall.
We have given the red alert for Kerala, considering the extremely heavy for next 3 days. For South Interior Karnataka, we have given today. And for coastal Karnataka, we have given extremely heavy rainfall red alert for 2 days. And if you talk about Konkan Goa, we have given extremely heavy for next 3 days. And there will be condition will improve thereafter.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has stated that the world today is looking at India not only as a destination, but as a knowledge partner. Addressing the LOI, Letter of Intent, granting ceremony of 5 foreign universities to establish campuses in Maharashtra held today in Mumbai, he hailed the event as a milestone in the journey of Viksit Bharat and emphasized that education will ensure a secure future for the country. On to sports. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. Suruchi dominated a strong field to secure her third consecutive individual ISSF World Cup gold in a thrilling final yesterday. This gold marks India's first top podium finish at the current edition of the ISSF World Cup, following earlier bronze medals won by Ila Villanil Vallaviran and Sift Kaur Samra in the rifle events. With this win, India's medal tally at the competition has reached 3, placing them 5th in the overall standings. And in cricket, South Africa have inched closer to victory in the 2025 World Test Championship final after dominating most of the third day's play against Australia at Lord's in London. At stumps on day 3, South Africa were 213 for 2, chasing a target of 282. The Proteas need just 69 more runs to win the World Test Championship with 8 wickets in hand. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia from tomorrow. Government forms high-level multidisciplinary committee to probe Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad as death toll rises to 254. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra to begin on the 20th of this month. First batch of pilgrims to reach Gangtok tomorrow. Iran strikes back at Israel with missiles over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv pulls out of nuclear talks with the United States. And in shooting, Suruchi Singh clinches India's first gold medal in women's 10-meter air pistol final of ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. And with that, we end the midday news.